Hello and welcome to the WellFest podcast with me, Marty Guilfoyle, the brand new health, fitness and wellness podcast brought to you by WellFest together with presenting partners KBC. KBC are supporting communities across Ireland, bringing you tips on health and well-being as part of their sustainability actions. Partnering with leaders in health and fitness such as WellFest and the KBC Dublin Marathon, they are playing a part in creating positive experiences that can be enjoyed by all. You can log on to kbc.ie to find out more, because KBC wants you feeling well good for WellFest 2020. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. So Jennifer Rock, better known by most of you as The Skin Nerd, is the founder of The Skin Nerd and a multi-award winning dermal facialist and skin tutor. She's also the best-selling author of The Skin Nerd, your straight-talking guide to feeding, protecting and respecting your skin. Jennifer, welcome.
That's a title and a half, fair dues.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
You're smiling away to yourself there, so it was obviously correct.
Yes, you got it correct. 10 out of 10.
So your Skin Nerd journey began when you were 13 years old. What was it that led you, to your fascination with skin hygiene? It's not something that, well, this is why I'm so excited about this interview, because I'm ready to learn so much now. I am.
I'm going to quiz you at the end to see
oh,
if
no.
you've listened and
oh,
learned.
No, I'll take notes, okay.
I think like many teenagers, I just suffered with my skin and it truly affected me. So I had like a fringe, big glasses and loads of spots. So I was an absolute walking, talking victim to be teased. And then my mom was really ahead of her time, so she brought me to get a facial in a local salon, and I just became the most annoying client ever. So I was like, what's that and what does that do and how does that work? Because I've always been quite inquisitive, and then just fell in love with, I suppose, the confidence that it gave me, mm-hmm. having seen the difference that I could have on my skin. And then, this is the cheesiest answer ever, but it genuinely is the truth.
We from the people we
spoke to. Do you celebrate the cheese?
We love cheese. Give us all the cheese, Jennifer.
I genuinely just like to help others feel better in their skin, because I've been in the shoes when you don't feel so good. So that's where I suppose I was adamant that I was going to study beauty therapy, and mm-hmm. then just went on to really, I've been lucky. I've worked in like most continents. I've worked in like a little bit in Australia and America and a lot with a South African plastic surgeon, a lot in London. So I suppose I collated a lot of info from plastic surgeons, dermatologists, nutritionists, dietitians. Don't claim to know it, never trying to be in their area, but I suppose being surrounded by those conversations all the time allowed me to notice that in Ireland, we didn't really have the educational platform to empower and educate clients as to what to buy and what not to buy. Most people wash themselves. So you hope.
Do you wash yourself?
Dun, dun, dun.
So it's like, I'm like saying,
you have an answer.
No,
actually,
yeah,
no
yeah.
answer. So if you wash yourself, I suppose you're probably spending money on a cleanser. Perhaps a lot of people spend money on serums and eye creams. So for me, mm-hmm. it's about teaching people not about the brand, but about the ingredient in the brand so that they can get results with it.
Okay. And to start at such an early age as well, to show that much interest in it is amazing. You know, like any of your friends at the time think, why? Why is she so interested in all this?
I remember this was, God, years ago. I remember making my mom drive me up to Northern Ireland and going to Boots, because we didn't have Boots here at the time.
Okay.
And insisting on buying lots of different skincare products. So it's totally different now. Like, that's 20 odd years ago. So now the skincare sector is just rampant. It's one of the largest industries in the world. Mm-hmm. I think we have Instagram to blame for it in many ways. We want to look good.
The amount of times that Instagram has popped up in conversations with our guests, because it's nearly the creator of half the problems, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but like honestly, for me, I wouldn't have a business without it. So I'm really...
Oh, I love it.
It's like a flip side. I have this love, like, it's trying to get the balance right. So there's three parts to my business. One is Cleanse Off Mitt, which is a mitt that takes off your makeup, which I'm sure you use every night in seconds. And it's sold nationwide. Like, we're really lucky. Like, it's just... But it was an epic failure at the beginning. Like, I launched it, didn't know what I was doing, thought that I'd just send a few tweets out and everybody would love it, and then really realised the true kind of graft that goes behind owning a business. Mm-hmm. And then Skingredients is my newest addition to the family. So that's our own skincare range that we formulate ourselves. And then Nerd Network is the one I suppose we're probably most known for, because that's like an online skincare community where people can contact us night, noon, 7, 365 freaking days of the year. Remember Christmas Day, someone was like, I just got engaged and I've got a spot. Like, what will I do? So our responsibility to our clients is to be there all of the time. So we were like, congrats, use salicylic acid. She's like, and I love you.
Did they get the spot because they were proposed to?
No, I probably, maybe it's a sign of like, I don't want to say yes, but I have.
It's mad, like, to think that somebody got a spot on Christmas Day and their initial reaction was, I got to email you and find out how to get rid of it. And then you're there on Christmas Day replying.
Just in the middle of my Christmas dinner, putting down, the knife and fork, eating the turkey.
Yeah. Well, business never sleeps, eh?
No, telling you.
That takes on to the next question then, because you have managed to build an incredibly successful brand with the Skin Nerd Empire. you know,
the empire. I love it.
But like that, but dun, dun, dun. It is though. I know it's real dramatic, but it is. You
it's
know,
a good, I'll take
go
it.
Go on, take it.
It's a lovely
you
word.
You can admit that you have a little bit of an empire going on over there, Jennifer.
It's a work in progress.
What would your top tips be when it comes to other business owners starting out looking to build their brand? I'm sure you're asked this so many times.
I'm really lucky, so I surrounded myself with people that were far more qualified in sectors that I'm not. So I don't believe ego should take part and parcel of being like okay. the founder or CEO of a business. So I had like an accountant, I had a marketeer, I had a solicitor, I had a tax advisor. So you have all these people around you that
yes.
I'm really happy to say they know far better than I. So it means when I have a question, I go to them. Mm-hmm. So people always say, but how do you build those people? It is just about, I suppose, surrounding yourself in like-minded groups or going to entrepreneur groups or going to your local kind of enterprise board and sitting in there and learning, well, who's your solicitor and what did you say? And it's literally just continuing the inquisitiveness into every element.
Yeah.
And annoying people till you get an answer.
I say
that's
this,
my second tip.
I say this all the time. Being annoying, it is the way to go about
it's just, it's a raw talent.
Assume they didn't see your email. Send a third, send a fourth if you have to, like, you know, 100%.
Yeah, and phone. Like, oh, so sorry, did you see my email yeah. I sent 3 minutes ago? So yeah, and I think being persistent, and I generally do believe being humble and having others around you that are far more educated in a particular area and staying true to your vision. So I've always known what I want to do, what I want to create. Okay. So if you know where you want to go, you have to work backwards. Like if you know what 10 is, how do you get to 10? So it's about mm-hmm. getting the right people, the right systems around you. You need funding. So there's a lot to consider. So being strong in yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, I like the idea of creating a good team. I think someone, especially someone as, say, ambitious as yourself, sometimes it sounds weird, but it can be sometimes hard to delegate work, can't it? Because you kind of just want to do it all yourself. But then you have yeah. to admit sometimes that you're just not good at everything, you know, in
a
way.
I've just recruited a managing director and a head of operations, and we're really building out like our marketing manager. We're having a digital person.
I never got the call. That's so
sorry. After this now, I'll let him go tomorrow, P4 to 5. Yeah. But I think this is the scariest part for me, because up until now, it's been truly on my shoulders, and delegation is something I'm quite comfortable to do once I have the trust in you. But now that I'm bringing these senior management team in, which allows me to kind of free up and do what I love to do, there's a huge amount of trust that I'm handing over on a day-to-day, like the operational element and the strategic element. So stay tuned. Maybe ask me next year how it's going.
Yeah, 100%. You know, entrepreneurship, it is somewhat of a hot topic at the moment, especially if you go onto people's bios and Instagram, and it seems like everyone is an entrepreneur on Instagram these days anyway.
Do you not think the word is overused though?
That's exactly what I'm saying, you know. I mean, it's completely overused. It really, really is. Like, people who aren't entrepreneurs are telling you that they are.
I remember saying that a couple of years ago to a really well-known entrepreneur in Ireland, and I genuinely offended his soul. He was like, oh, wow. You're an amazing entrepreneur. And I was like, I don't really like that word. I think it's quite trendy. I think it's almost like you're putting a label on yourself. For me, an entrepreneur is someone who's perhaps had a lot of success, has sold on, and maybe is on their third or fourth business. I just think I'm a little bit nutty. I love what I do, and I'm trying to make the best of it.
It's a bit like the word influencer, isn't it?
Yeah, true. Would you say influencer?
No, I never would.
No,
I would
no.
never use it. Okay. But you see people
actually. Should they say skinfluencer?
Skinfluencer.
Very on brand.
Very of anyone is ever interviewing for a role in one of your companies, you know, that's what you
just
need to
say that.
Yeah. But for the genuine, you know, entrepreneurs out there who are just embarking on their entrepreneurial journey, you know, what advice can you give to someone like that? Because one thing, I'm not an entrepreneur, like I don't plan on being one anytime soon. But in any field, I can only assume that it's not plain sailing the whole way through. Like,
I think it's having real conversations. So I'm really, I love being responsible for things, but I don't know how to describe this. I suppose a lot of the team that I have around me, I'm really lucky that I've attracted people that like to work equally as hard. Mm-hmm. So we call them intrapreneurs. So they have autonomy to run each part of the business, whether it's a journalist, a graphic designer, the accountant, one of my nerds who's a qualified beauty therapist, or my education manager. There's nearly 20 of us. So they all have the autonomy once, because they know where the vision is. And then I empower and trust them to know what they have to do to be able to create their role within the company for it to go the right way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about, I know it's such a cliche. Like, we've actually trademarked the word human because we call it means human. Like, I can say the word human. People always ask me. So even on the packaging, we have like
people think that you're just pronouncing it wrong.
They're like, she's really posh. Like, she says human. I'm like, no, just. But my son, when he was little, we'd be in like playgrounds, and he'd always point at like a little boy, and he would like, look at that human, and I'd be like, no baby, it's a little boy. And he was really ahead of his time with regards to the gender situation. Like, he'd, you know, he would just say the person was a person, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
So the word human, I suppose, became part of our philosophy or conversation at home. And then when I talk about skincare, people are always surprised. They're like, so do men have to wash their face? Or what do you think about, you know, should I put SPF on as a man? I'm like, yeah, because you're a human. So it doesn't matter what gender you identify as, what age you are, the skin is an organ. It should be deserved and respected as an organ. So I believe that you should clean it because it's hygiene and put SPF on it to shield it and protect it against the elements. So that's where the human word has always become part and parcel. So back to what I was saying there about the team, it's all about the humans and getting the right people around you, both externally, like the professionals, and then the people that work with you every day, and just enjoy yourself. Like, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, honestly, why are you doing it?
Yeah. Is there like an increasing number of men showing more interest in the health of their skin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that becoming a thing? Yeah.
Will we blame Instagram again for this? I don't
know.
No, I don't know. Okay. So, like, we've seen 15,000, we've 15,000 clients on the Nerd Network since we launched just 2 years ago, and 25% of those are male. So I remember at the start that my Nerd...
Only a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. But I think that's fairly significant compared to what it probably would have been had I launched 5-6 years ago.
But I'm talking about, like, say, if you want to look at it from a funny point of view, how many of us have skin?
You know? All of you. Exactly. All the humans. Yeah, exactly. But, like, I remember the first few consults were when the men came through and they were like, okay, I'm just on my way to GA training and I just need help, but I don't want anyone to see me. So if I get cut off halfway through, because all of our calls are done through like Skype or FaceTime or whatever, it's all online. And they, you know, be hiding in the car with the hoodie. Now they're like celebrating. They're like, oh, my best friend or the captain of the team has recommended. So it's definitely a totally different conversation.
Mm, okay. 100%. Interesting. Yeah, that was one thing I was really excited to ask you.
Do you cleanse?
I don't. I really, really
don't. We have to have a separate conversation.
We definitely do. And like, work takes me abroad and I do end up in the sun quite a bit. Like, I'm literally just back from like Lanzarote and stuff. I know. I think this is...
But see, you're really annoying, right? Because you just have, you have really good skin. Like, you've even tone, you've even texture. You don't really have a lot of redness, pigment.
I don't even know what this means.
I know, it's like a different language. I understand. We'll get nerdy. But yeah.
No, do. Go for it.
100%. It's like somebody who's like naturally really slender perhaps and doesn't feel the need to exercise because they visually look okay.
Okay.
I feel that's the best analogy then for someone in skincare. So if you've good skin, you tend not to really have to think about it.
Yeah.
And even for a teenager, so a parent of a teenager might not look at their child's skin until they get a spot. But actually, you know, the body needs to be looked after whether it's healthy or unhealthy. So the same thing for me is the reality with skin. So, right. Everybody has to cleanse every day. That's just a given because, and especially because you're leaving yourself open to the environment and pollution. Pollution's a huge conversation in skincare at the moment. The particles are so teeny tiny that they actually get into your pores and they cause inflammation.
Now you're starting to scare me.
I know. I can see you age before my eyes. So pollution is definitely something to be aware of. So that's why I really, like, honestly, you don't have to complicate it. I think the ads on the television, all the marketing campaigns make it sound like you have to have like 16, 17 skincare steps and you just don't. Cleaning your skin.
You've nailed it. I think when it comes to like, say something like cleansing and putting effort into looking after my skin, I almost see this magic press at home that I have to visit and spend an hour with every day.
Press.
No, but I'm serious. That's the way I would look at it. I'm like, okay, I need another hour of my day now to look after this. Whereas,
how often do you go to the gym?
I would train the gym a minimum of 4 times a week. And then
how long are you there for?
Maximum honestly. 2 hours.
Okay, so you're there 2 hours each time? 2 hours each. So you have 60 seconds in your day to cleanse. That's the way I'd look at it. So women often come to me and say, oh my goodness, I've no time for it. Like, I've got, you know, 3 children. I'm really busy, or I just have a really hard part job. And I'm like, okay, well, your flicked liner is beautiful and your contour is divine. And that took you about 10 minutes.
And they're so like, thank you.
And you're like, yeah, but whoa. I'm like, rewind. So like, let's wash your face for 60 seconds. And then literally putting on serums is squirt of a bottle and then slap it on your face. Like there is techniques if you want to get complicated, but you just don't have to do that. And then when people are like avid gym goers and really healthy and looking and investing time, money, effort into their food and into their gym or their outdoors or whatever, I'm like, well, if you're taking that much time, which is amazing, like that's what people should be doing, looking after themselves, why not do the inside and the outside?
Yes.
There you go. Now that's my mommy lecture over.
I feel like I have homework now to go home and do.
I'll be checking. I'll be watching online. I don't see an SPF in your next lens.
Like, tag me in that, please. Coming from like a work in a music industry, collaborations to me are always like really exciting. I love them so much. And then we look at some of the collaborations that you've done from the likes of the Happy Skin Course with the guys of the Happy Pair who just seem
I just
happy.
Love oh, them.
I was going to say.
I just love them.
That must have been fun in itself, let alone from the business. And it must have been just fun working with the two guys.
I think we did our launch party in Smock Alley or somewhere in Dublin. I think it was Smock Alley. Anyway, the point was we were standing at the top giving our talk and they just started doing like handstands and headstands and backflips.
They're outrageous.
So I was like, guys,
positive,
I'm trying to educate on skin here. Do you're like, just whoa. So yeah, they really are like, what you see is what you get. And they literally live their philosophy, and I think that's to be applauded. Mm-hmm. So it's 24/7. So yeah, I've learned so much from them.
Then you had the February Fitness with Jim Plus Coffee.
Best beanies around.
They actually sent me out a hoodie for one of my pups before.
They had them last year. They were doughty.
Yes.
I saw them.
Oh, it suited her.
What pup do you have?
She's passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We have like a Frenchie now. So if Jim Plus Coffee are listening, you know, we're going to send out an extra small. We'll keep
wink,
her happy.
Wink. Yeah. I'll get on to Derby for you.
I'd love to know, is there any other exciting collaborations on the way?
I just can't tell you, could I?
Go.
I
mean, watch possibly. This space.
No, I hate when people say that. We aren't really doing a lot of collaborations within Ireland. That's all I will say. So
great.
There are things coming perhaps abroad. And within Skingredients, which is my skincare range, there's an awful lot of, I suppose, affiliations coming with, like, we're stocked in Brent Thomas and Arnott's and a lot of amazing pharmacies across the country. So a lot of kind of smaller versions coming soon.
What about something that isn't coming soon that you'd love to happen one day?
Oh, goodness. Oh, God. Oh, I don't know. I've never been asked that before.
Really?
Yeah, no. I don't know. So what, as in affiliation wise?
Well, like the collaborations with like the Happy Pair and stuff, like, I mean, it wouldn't be an obvious one straight off the bat. I think maybe that's just given the nature of your company. So is there anything that you could kind of go one day, who knows? Like is there a celebrity you admire or?
I think I looked to the UK an awful lot because in Ireland, there's not an awful lot of skincare focused. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use the word influencer, but like journalistic, etc. It's more beauty or fitness. So where
yes,
we're different
100%.
Is that we're completely skin. It's all about the niche. And when you said there, I suppose our collabs are slightly different. We would say that we live in the wellness space.
Great.
So our nerd philosophy in Nerd HQ in the empire.
Use that word.
I know, absolutely. I'm not teasing. Is to look after the skin in three ways. To look after it inside, outside and on top. And I think that's what allows people to understand that it's not just the eye cream or the cleanser or the serum that can deliver any true difference unless you're looking after your diet, your sleep. Are you stressed? How much sunlight do you get? Are you
yes,
spending a lot of time in front of a computer? All of those elements have a massive part to play in your skin health. So that's why those collabs make sense to us, because we believe what you put in, you'll see out. But yeah, to dream of the future, I suppose there's definitely UK skincare experts that I just have on a pedestal, and I've started working with a little bit behind the scenes lately, and I'm just
in awe.
Is that not
bad, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it's like, oh, I don't know, like, oh, yeah, it's bizarre. It's like people you've watched like at home as a teenager, you know, looking up to them, and then you're sitting in a room with them having business conversations and you're like trying to not pinch yourself and act in any way. I can't act cool ever. The brand is called The Nerd, so like, let's just own it.
I'm the same as you, yeah, incapable of acting cool around people that I've admired for years.
You're human, like you're just so excited, and then you hear their brain and you think of what they're doing, and they just have so much knowledge. So I think that's the part that I'm looking forward to, not because I don't want to stay within Ireland, it's more so that there aren't that many Irish people that love skin as I would.
You kind of touched on the next question briefly there, something that really interests me when it comes to like nutrition. I'm really, really interested in it. And you know, your Skingredients range, it's so fascinating, like a range of tropical products designed to mirror the nutrients you get into your body, like vitamins, good fats, protein, antioxidants and all that. I mean, how important is good nutrition for our skin? You're looking at me here, you're nodding and you're saying yes.
It's paramount really, isn't it? I think the best way to describe it to people that don't directly make or immediately make the correlation is, if you think about Christmas, you usually see the benefits or the benefits, the lack thereof of, I don't know, like if you're eating a lot of roses over Christmas or the mulled wine or and enjoy yourself and the mince pies, then you get to January, you start to see that your skin's healing ability is slower. You might get a spot or two. Remember that lady that got engaged on Christmas Day? Maybe she had a mulled wine the night before. I suppose the reality is that people know that in January they feel tired, they look sluggish, they feel a little bit kind of jaded. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at why that is, it's because of everything you've been putting into your body that are it's causing inflammation. So sugar in the skincare world, very similar to the nutritional world, is ultimately, we would say, almost like the enemy.
So there is a direct link. This is why I'm so fascinated, because I wouldn't eat that many foods that would be like high in fat and high in sugar. Now, obviously, I treat myself every week like everyone else does, but I do find that something pops up on my body like the next day.
When you've had sugar?
All the time. Well, I wouldn't say when I've had sugar, but when I've had as much sugar as I do that once off.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I still do it to myself.
Yeah, we have to live. Like, I know, but we call it the nerdy diary. So in my book, we have like the inside where we ask people to record, you know, if you're stressed or anything that you find is different in your life. And I remember I did it myself. I have a board meeting the last Wednesday of each month. and I'm like ridiculously organized for it always, but clearly my body is stressed. So I'll have like spots that aren't my norm, and they literally come the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're gone on the Thursday, and then I get them the next month. So it's literally on cue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I have found ways to be able to take more essential fatty acids into my diet, because I find the more essential fatty acids I take, the less likely I am to have a different type of oil that causes a spot. So the more you know about your body, the more you track it, the more you're aware of what you're putting inside, you'll see triggers like what you're saying. So sugar is the main thing that people say to us. Sugar and alcohol are the two triggers that people have with skin. And ultimately it results in dehydration. So we call it drinkles. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever had a really nice night out and you wake up the next day and you're like, every little bit of moisture is sucked from your face. So we like not to call them wrinkles, but dehydrated wrinkles. So we've merged the word to drinkles. So you really, you see it, like you live and breathe it. So it's just to be aware of what is your trigger. But similarly, other people just get away with blue murder. We don't like them. That's just not fair.
I know. I have so many friends who are like that. Clear skin, no matter what they put into their body, they're going to be totally fine.
It will catch up with them. Like, I really hope it does. I'm just that evil friend. Like, ah.
You've like, they'll be coming to me soon for advice and tips.
Yeah.
Do you find then that there's a bit of a pressure on you to always kind of have perfect skin?
100%. People don't look at me, they look at my pores. And you can see, and I remember actually.
And I'm trying to, I'm looking away now.
And people always say to me, they meet me, they're like, oh my God, don't judge my skin. I'm like, no, that's fine. But I really don't. Like, I just love, and it sounds, oh God, I sound like an American pageant wannabe. Like, I just want to help, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
But I remember walking through an event last year, and you know, people were like, oh my God, she has a spot, she has a spot, she's a wrinkle, she's a wrinkle.
Stop.
So and, yeah, but that doesn't bother me at all, because I do have a spot and I talk about it online. So I suppose how I would celebrate myself online on Instagram particularly is like, I'll talk about the spot, I'll talk about the line, I'll talk about the wrinkle, because it's real. Like, you can't, no one is flawless. But yeah, I think the reason why I got into skincare still resonates. So like, I'm literally a walking, talking hormone, so it means that I'll always have spots. Like, you can't not.
Of course.
So yeah, probably a little bit of pressure.
I can't believe that some people actually would have pointed it out as well. That's mad.
But people, they don't mean it. They don't mean it in a bad way at all. They're just like, oh my God, I can't. Like, Jesus, I'm so surprised to see you with this spot. I'm like, oh, I wish I could have swiped my face like an Instagram filter. But no. But I think that shows the reality of it too. Like, you can be really good for a certain period of time, and then all of a sudden, for unknown reasons, you get a breakout, you get dryness, you get a rash, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Earlier on, we briefly touched on the whole kind of the male thing. You said 25% of your community are men. I mean, ideally, I'd love to see that higher. I understand that it won't just
this
be...
This is a challenge I shall accept.
No, but this is nothing to do with you. This is obviously to do with, yeah, men in general. And I mean, skin issues are obviously something that affects obviously men and women. I do think that when I watch people online, it is more so women kind of going through it. There's one guy who I follow now who would go through his kind of like, you know, skin routine and all that. His name is Mark. He's fantastic for it. Mark Rogers.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
He is so good. I love all the stuff that he posts. He's great.
We love you, Mark.
Mark, if you're listening right now. How can we get, like, you know, kind of like more men to be okay with it? Because for some strange reason, it has like a bit of a feminine brush kind of on it, doesn't it? It's kind of like, well, it's not manly to look after yourself in that extent.
Yeah.
How do you think we can get more men involved?
I think there's many different ways. So example, with Skin Ingredients, as you started to touch on, the products are called Skin Veg, they're called Skin Protein, Skin Good Fats, because I was trying to, like, our analogy for skincare is always, it doesn't matter whether you identify as a man or a woman, if you are 12 or 92, should you eat broccoli? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whatever age you are, should you have protein in your diet? Yes. Mm-hmm. So I suppose what I was trying to bring into the skincare world is that it doesn't need to be, you know, crazy amount of steps. It actually is about the ingredient in the product. So that doesn't matter whether you're male or female, like we were saying. So how do you start the conversation? I think it's with brands, maybe, perhaps not. I'm not a, like, oh, people always say to me, are your brands suitable for both? I'm like, yes. And they're like, is it unisex? I'm like, yes. So the colours are quite, they're primary, like they're, because nobody remembers the name of a product. Do you ever notice that? They're like, it's the green one. Do you know the green one?
That is very
so
true.
All our products are like the colour of the rainbow. It's so easy to remember. But the point is that within each of them, they all have the key ingredients that every single person needs to have healthy skin. So if you then want to go and play with the kind of facials, or if you want to have an eye cream, that's all surplus. That's all in addition to. That's like your, I don't know, your gravy on your stuffing, probably both of which are bad for you. Don't give it from a nutritional perspective. But the analogy is like, it's in addition to. So with regards to men, I think it's about the brands. I feel a responsibility to make sure that I don't make it too feminine. Mm-hmm. And I think also that the conversations within male groups just have to change. So what I love, like going back to that story I said earlier about Nerd Network and the gal players coming along saying, oh, my captain skin is amazing and I want to, you know, that I love, because that means it's not really, there's no stigma in the changing room when they're putting on their moisturizer after. So I think that's the start.
Just doing it, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the younger... the younger humans are more open to it as well.
Yeah, I find now, looking to when I was a teenager, comparing to lads who are teenagers now, there it seems to be a lot more going into appearance this day and age than there was when I was a teenager. Whether it's dressing, working out, like whether it's physical health, mental health, the whole lot, and then obviously with skin health too. And I would never look twice at a guy moisturising. I never would. So I'd like to think that if I was doing it as well, he's going to look at me and go, oh, that's not very manly, is it? Like, you know? So
I don't know. I do think it comes from like the 70s and 80s where it was very much a feminine and was associated with makeup. But now the skincare sector
that, you know what? I think you're right. I think it is. I think it does get associated with makeup, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
and yeah.
Like, majority of men don't wear makeup. Like, I mean, it's okay, the guys that do, but they'd almost have to because they have to obviously take the makeup off that they put on.
Do you know what? The people that actually wear makeup probably look after their skin better.
That's the point. It's because we don't wear makeup.
So you're like, I could just go to sleep now. Well, you're just a really bad example. We need to talk about you.
I know,
from top to toe.
I know. And I knew this was going to happen, Jerry.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, no, I knew. I'm a terrible example, but it's probably a good idea that a terrible example is interviewing you because you can just pick me apart and we can
I'm not going to ever pick you apart. That's the thing. People come online for consults. They're like, are you going to give out to me? I'm like, no, now we're going to give out to you. And like, again, people will hesitantly, you know, say that they smoke or they drink or whatever it is within their consultation. My goal is not there. I'm not there to give out people. I'm just not. Our goal is to try to educate people as best as we can. So we have a nutritionist on site. We have a doctor on site. So we kind of can refer people out if they need to as well. So it's an interesting one. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, trying to look after yourself from the inside out and the outside in and in every single possible way that you can.
Yeah.
And then still live, you know, like, so without becoming obsessed with it either.
Yeah, I'd say it must be hard for someone like yourself to not get obsessed with it, given the fact that it is your job.
Sometimes I'm the laziest person though, because I'll get home after talking about skin all day. I'm like, oh my God, the thought of cleansing is just killing me.
But you probably feel that, like, you of all people, you're like, no, Jennifer, you cannot go to bed. And after telling so many people they have to do this.
Yeah, the complete hypocrisy. No, so I am. Like, I am really good at my skin, but like, honestly, I go through phases of being really, really good and then just average. And average will just mean cleanse, serum, SPF, and then at
That's
night,
average.
Cleanse, serum. Yes.
Oh my God.
I know, but you say 2 hours in the gym. I'm like, oh my God, 4 times a week? That's a part-time job. So you can find, like, and honestly,
I definitely can. Okay.
But you're in the shower, I presume, at some stage in a day.
I mean, like, yeah, obviously.
I hope
so.
We're just going to park that conversation.
Yeah.
So then you just bring your cleanser in, like 60 seconds all over your face, and then you're done. And then you get out of the shower, and while you're drying yourself, you literally pump out a product onto the palm of your hand and slap it like Macaulay Culkin on your face, and there it is. Like, it's so easy.
No, it is so easy. I think it's just a routine thing, but I am definitely an all or nothing person. I've said this before on the podcast that I feel like that now once I start this, like, I'm going to become obsessed with it.
So you probably will. I'm very excited for that.
And you're saying, okay, so this is like the average. This is like what the bare minimum you should do. I'm like,
I went to
Korea
3 years ago as part of my Skingredients recce trip to figure out what I want and what I didn't want. And Korean skincare, I don't know if you're familiar with it. They are known globally.
Well.
Yeah, it's really intimate. I'm being polite. I'm actually massively into it. So they have 16 skincare steps every morning and every evening. 16. So I didn't believe this. I had been asked so many times by different magazines for my opinion from a journalistic perspective. And I was like, I'm going to fly there.
I can't.
So I don't believe you need as many steps as what they say. I think it's a lot. I think it's a huge commercial spin on it. But yet their skin is stunning.
I was going to say their skin is
absolutely
flawless.
Absolutely flawless.
But you kind of look at them and kind of go, they do have the skin that you kind of look at and go, wow.
Do you know what their secret is?
Oh no, don't tell me. Step 15 or something, is it?
No, SPF. They're massive believers in cleaning and protecting. So I think if we took those
two
things.
Part of their culture though is not to have a tan. They don't, it's almost seen like, okay, I hate saying this, but you're more attractive the whiter you are over that side of the world.
I think
really,
the grass is greener, and yet we're all like, you're back from Lanzarote.
I'm back from Lanzarote,
and like,
bronze
so
here, yeah.
We have actually trademarked the sentence as a tan is a scar, which is so controversial.
God,
I know you have a lot of tan.
Yeah, I'm like,
you have a lot of scar. No, so, and then people contact me, they're like, oh my goodness, my son, you know, is getting a tan. Is that okay? And it's not like, I think the thing is to be aware that if you're celebrating getting a tan, Marge, I can't even look at you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to think I'm talking about you.
No. We've already established this interview is like, we're laid back, we're chill. Nobody hates anybody here.
Till afterwards.
I have no skin routine. I've got a tan. Like, I am like the worst.
Do you
customer.
Use wipes? This is the next one. Hold on a second here now. Oh my God, you're hiding your face. I think I have to leave. I'm going to have to leave.
What do you mean do I use wipes?
How else can you mean it? I'm like, do you take wipes out of a package and use them on your face?
I wash my face in the shower. Like,
yeah, but you don't use baby wipes.
No, because they're called baby wipes.
Okay,
if
fantastic.
If there was face man wipes.
Man wipe? Why? What about human wipes?
No, I want man wipes. If you can
I'll never create that ever.
If you can send me some human wipes.
That's how the Cleanse Off myth started, because when I was working in London, the amount of people that were spending copious amount of money on serums and all sorts of lotions and potions, and they weren't cleansing properly. They were just literally getting a wipe. It wasn't a man wipe. It was a face wipe. And taking off their day, so pollution or makeup, whatever. And their skin was just so irritated. And then they'd compensate that by putting on a moisturizer. So sometimes, think about the shower gel you used. If you ever get out of the shower and you feel like whistle clean, like someone sucked all the moisture out, yes, then that's not the best shower gel for you. But psychologically, you will love it because you'll feel, I am so clean. But I'll be like, you are so raw.
Oh,
so it's okay. Taking all the natural oils that you should have on your skin. So it's about getting a hydrating shower gel. Share cream.
Interesting.
I could just see his eyes, just for the record, because you can't see.
I can just see. Margie's
now figuring out exactly what
shower gel
he uses.
I can just see everything in my shower shaking right now because they're like, oh, we're not lasting.
And if they're fluorescent or luminous, they usually have an awful lot of colouring in them. Obviously, that's why they are that colour. And they tend to dehydrate and strip
the skin. What if it has energy on it?
I'm trying to think, what brand is this before I get myself in trouble? And a lot of them have a lot of perfumes. Like, for a male product to be deemed male, it usually has a lot of scent in it. So, like,
yes,
deep man scent. But we, again, have trademarked. I'm obsessed with trademarking, actually. I've just realised this. We've trademarked the scent, and smells don't change cells, because the product, like the smell of the product, shouldn't be the reason you buy it.
Okay.
So like, use your cologne, your perfume or whatever for that, and never spray it on your skin. Always spray it onto your clothing.
Okay.
Because you'll see in like 60, 70, 80 years of age, you tend to find there's a lot of like white dots across the areas that people have been spraying perfume or cologne all their life.
That's what they're from.
Yeah, because there's alcohol in the perfume. You spray that onto your skin. Alcohol makes your skin more sensitive to light. So you actually end up damaging your skin and leaving like you're lacking pigment in that area. But back to the shower gel. There's just so much that you're being educated with. Imagine all the listeners are like, okay, so I can't wash, I can't use wipes.
I can't imagine that I'm like alone when
no,
I say this.
Absolutely
so that's
not.
Why I'm like, this is good, I hope. Like, I hope that this isn't just turned into like
the
an education
for
you. Yeah, 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 literally.
No, I definitely don't think so. I think what I tend to say, people are usually a little bit surprised by. So no, you're 100% not on your own. But going back to the shower gel, it's not that you can't wash yourself. We do want people to wash themselves. But just being aware, when you get out of the shower, the way to test it is you get your forefinger and you kind of pull it up your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And if it drags, or if your skin looks a little bit older in the area, then you're dehydrated. So you're not either getting enough good fats into your diet. So
yeah,
your avocado, your fish, your nuts, your seeds, whatever,
mm-hmm,
or you're not putting enough moisturizer on. But my argument is you shouldn't really need a moisturizer if you're not stripping with the shower gel to start with.
Okay.
So you're just saving yourself a step. This is more your style. This is what you want.
I'm saving time on this
exactly.
one. Yeah. No, I've never been one to make the excuse that I don't have time. I just, whenever I think of like, you know, anything that is in any shape or form feminine in inverted commas, I do think of time, like more time than what you're telling me I would have needed. You know, when I think of people that I've been out with before getting ready to go on nights out and stuff, and they're taking forever, and it's
you're right. I think that we won't talk about them,
yeah.
But I think that that's where you're right. I think a lot of people think skincare is makeup, because we're like, I on a night out, it'll take me forever to get ready and I enjoy it, but my skincare takes like 60 seconds in the morning, 60
wow.
seconds at night.
Okay.
Yeah, done.
So interesting. So, like, tell us about your schedule then. You know, I mean, as a boss running an empire.
Totally going to steal that word.
A mum, how do you structure your days to find enough time for everything?
That's a really good question.
Or do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
I physically don't. I think, do you know what? I go to a lot of these like women networking entrepreneur meetings, and a lot of the time I feel there's a lot of pressure put on both men and women, particularly if they're parents, where they have to feel like they'd practically homeschool their child and mm-hmm. make them celery juices every morning, and then be home while they're home for school, and then make sure they're there to read the bedtime story, and then bring them to all their sports, and then just have a really successful business in the middle of it all. And I'm like, it's just not physically possible to do both. So I'm lucky that Matt is at an age now where he's practically self-reared. So I think he's at a stage now where like he's grown with me, because I had him quite young, so we've grown together. So I think he just understands that career is a large part of the love of my life. But no, I think that he does a lot of soccer. So when he's at soccer, I'll work emails into that. Or when he's gone to bed, I'll still like schedule my day the next day. So you can always find a way around it. People that have more than one, I don't know how they do it.
Mm-hmm. I know when the day comes, if I am going to be a parent, that I'm going to have to kind of restrict myself with certain things on my child. That being that I do love watching my diet, as in like I love making sure that everything is healthy to an extent, but I'd never want that to kind of stem off
yes.
on my kid.
You want them to have like a healthy relationship all
yes,
around it.
With
yes.
everything. So how does that happen then with a mother who is so into their skin hygiene and then having a son? How does...
I think he's grown up with skincare, so I think that, like, oh yeah, he's lived so much, but he's actually better with his diet and exercise than I ever will be. So I have so much respect for him and how he would treat his body. So I think I fall into that. I'm busy sometimes. I can justify eating things that,
and like,
perhaps
when he was growing up and doing things that you would have automatically known from your education that that's bad for his skin, would you have just stepped on in? Or
yeah,
would
I would
you
have
kind
smacked
of...
him. Yeah. never.
That explains the scar on the... Oh, that's tan, sorry.
It's battered. Yeah, tan's a scar, remember? Jesus. No, and I don't know. Like, no, I think that I've been quite fair. I think he's kind of navigated his way through things. But like for Christmas, he got me face masks that he bought for himself out of his own money for myself for a Christmas present. And like they weren't part of our brand, so I think he knows I love skincare, but he doesn't maybe love it as much as he could or should. Even though he had a facial today and he's glowing. No, I think, and a lot of people that would contact us online are young parents, and so they're like, "What do I do? What do I not do?" So it's just not making it complicated. It's keeping it really simple, and it really is. Like, your child does not need eye cream. Your child does not need anything that's deemed anti-aging, but it's about getting the key ingredients in. So I'm a big believer in vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. Mm-hmm. So they really are the game changers for skin health, and making sure that you're giving your child or yourself the tools for your skin to be able to help itself repair itself.
I'm self-employed as well, and I think that if somebody was wanting to do what I do, the worry they'd probably have is time with loved ones. I think that it varies when you can do it. I mean, like, can you advise somebody on how to do it better? I don't mean even just family here, I mean like friends too. I mean, like, I'm sure you see your friends probably hang out together more than you get to hang out with them. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
But I think I'm lucky with my group of friends that they just understand as well. Like,
there's definitely a period of time where my friends didn't understand, and I've definitely lost friends over how much I've tried to, because obviously Matthew's my priority and then work is a massive priority. Mm-hmm. So people wouldn't understand it, but now that my friends are having children, they have a totally different outlook on life.
Okay.
So maybe in my 20s they'd be like, well, why aren't you coming? I'm like, well, I can't leave Matt on a Saturday night when I've been in London for two nights this week, so I would just refuse to go to an awful lot of things, but that's the way I wanted it. I didn't want it any other way. And then they just couldn't get their head around it. So this is, you're going to laugh at this analogy, but it got me through an awful lot of days trying to say I can't come. I'm like, if I was an Olympian, you wouldn't ask why I can't commit, because I have to get up at 6 o'clock to drive to here or get the red eye flight to London. So people understand if it's an athletic situation.
I get
but
you.
I'm like, I'm in a business scenario and I absolutely adore it as much as I would imagine an Olympic person or a sport
enjoys doing the sport.
So why give out to me for my passion being on the same level, but just because it's not physical, that you don't understand why I can't commit. So like, yeah, I've missed many an engagement party, many a christening or the end of or late to weddings. Like, I'm just notorious for it. How do I still have friends?
I'd be the opposite. I'd go to weddings and have to leave. So
oh, really? Oh, because,
evening and night work. But you're going to probably laugh at this as well. I am so cheeky when it comes to this.
Like, okay.
So at least you're kind of nice about it, where you're like, well, if it was athletics and stuff, like, whereas I turn around to them and I'm like, well, I mean, if you want, let's go to the cinema at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Oh, you have work. You can't go because you've work. And then they're kind of like, all right, shut up. Yeah.
Like, well, my friends, like, I can't. My WhatsApp group for my girls, all my girls literally have had babies in the last, the six of us, and they've all had babies in the last year. And so it's just like, do you want to come around? I have to mute the WhatsApp notifications because I'm like about to go into my 17th meeting of the day, juggling everything. And they're like, no. And they're like, do you want us to go for a walk in our Gillen, which is the park near where we are? And I'm like, yeah, mute, because like, so it is, there's definitely times where it's hard, but I really, and I annoy my friends though, because a lot of my friends do what they do and then look forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
Whereas I like live, breathe, adore, dream about it, and that seems unhealthy to people, but it's genuinely a passion, and I couldn't do it as much as I do if I didn't adore it.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm the exact same, and I think that's why, you know, especially to be a successful business owner, I think you do need to have that mentality where you're not going to get every weekend, or you're probably not going to get 8 hours sleep every night.
But then it comes to the other side. So again, like I said, my MD has joined and he has now started saying, like, you're mailing me after 12, but then you're up again or mailing me at 6. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And he's like, but how do you do it? How do you have so much energy? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So I do think it's not a long term. I think when you start to work for yourself, like you said, you're self-employed, I think there's a certain period where you kind of, like, I know for the first 5 years of the Skin Nerd, I'm going to have to be married to it, which means you'll make sacrifices. And I've made that decision to do it. So once it works around Matthew, then I'm happy out. Everything else will come third, fourth, fifth.
That's great. We've touched on so many different things during the recording of this podcast. I mean,
you'll probably only air like 1 minute of it.
Yeah,
like,
no. We are going to be airing all 40 minutes of this one. Don't you worry. If you could give three main takeaways to our listeners right now to go with them, what would they be? You know, out of everything we spoke with so much, and I'm just trying to, I wouldn't even know where to start. If I was to start three things tomorrow, I wouldn't even know where to start. But
I think don't be scared by skincare.
Okay.
I think that's definitely something you've taught me. So, you know, don't see it as the makeup part. Don't maybe try to see it as feminine. See that the skin is an organ, that looking after your skin isn't a vanity based thing. It is actually just looking after, like you would your heart, your lungs, etc.
Yeah.
Although it's external, and albeit you might not need it to survive as much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's about not leading or learning from marketing campaigns as much as it is about going, right, well, there are key componentry I need in my skin. So what is it? It's an SPF to protect. It's a cleanser to clean. And I didn't even go into the nerdiness of this, but vitamin A, C, E, I briefly mentioned. Look for those in the back of the bottle that you have at home. If you don't have a lot of it, you're more than welcome to message us. Ask, is this right? Is this not right? Because it can be confusing. And if you're going to a local salon or a pharmacy or wherever you're getting your skincare from at the moment, go to someone that's educated, that really will not just sell you a brand that they work for. Because, example, we have Skingredients, but we also talk about 30, 40 different brands every single day as mm-hmm. well. And I think that's hopefully what gives us that credibility, that if I feel this is right for you, I'll recommend it. But if I don't think it's right for you, then I'll say stay with what you're using, or here's something else instead.
Gotcha.
So it's the I think it's the educational piece. Educate yourself and then lean on someone else that's a little bit more educated to ensure that you feel good in your own skin.
Yeah, and if you're a guy listening to us right now, don't be afraid.
Be not afraid. And we're going to just absolutely, like, please come back in a couple of months' time, because Marty's going to look about 12, because he's going to start washing himself. He won't be going to Lanzarote ever again.
Well, then again, all right, okay, I don't know if this is like a skin thing, but nobody can ever guess my age. Nobody can ever guess my age. Might be
I should have Googled it before I came.
Go on, go for it.
Oh no, this is so unfair.
Yeah, no, because you said you're going to make me look 12. So
yeah, of course. I'll say you look 14 now. So then.
Honestly, hand on heart, nobody has ever correctly guessed
31?
Me. Nope. You've shot the highest by a long shot. I'm going to blame the fact that I've got facial hair right now, or else that is, I'm actually so...
I'm gone.
This is never going to be aired. This is the highest. I know, I'm actually 30.
Yay!
So you're far off. People, for some reason, say mid-20s. So I was thinking that...
I can see why, but then when you live in the skincare world, and I had to say older than I thought, because I had to
okay, because that was why...
Oh, you'll be lying in bed tonight, be like, I should really cleanse, because I look a year older.
This is the worst idea ever. Jennifer Rock, honestly, thank you so much for joining us. I'm scared. I'm nervous to go home.
I'm going to be watching you online.
Where can people find you right now if they want to learn more?
Yeah, so you can go to the website, theskinnerd.com, follow us on social, and then the products are Skingredients. People always spell it like skin ingredients.
Oh, I get you.
We're cleverer than that. We merged the words and we made our own. So skingredients.com.
Lovely stuff, Jennifer. Honestly, you should 100% go follow them everywhere. And if you've learned half as much as I have today, well, then we're all on to winner. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thank you so much. Honestly, thank you.
You've been listening to the Wealthfest podcast with me, Marty Guilfoyle, brought to you by KBC. See you next time.